Every memory, every conversation, every laugh, every person we become begins with billions of tiny connections inside our brains. But what happens when those connections slowly begin to disappear? Welcome to Synapse Threads. Hi everyone, my name is Skylar, and welcome to the very first episode of Synapse Threads. Before I tell you why this podcast exists, I want to tell you what our name means. The human brain is made up of billions of neurons that communicate through tiny connections called synapses. When I was thinking about this project, I imagined each and one of us as a thread. One thread by itself doesn't seem very strong, but when thousands of threads are woven together, they create something beautiful. That's exactly what I hope Synapse Threads becomes. Every student, every researcher, every patient, every family, every story becomes another thread. And together, we weave a stronger understanding of the brain. And now, you might be wondering how I've come to start this podcast. The truth is, I never set out to make a podcast. I started Synapse Threads because I wanted to make a change in the world for the way we think about neurological disorders, from something that feels distant and misunderstood to something we talk about with knowledge, empathy, and hope. I never imagined that a single diagnosis that could completely change the way I looked to the human brain. For me, that diagnosis was Alzheimer's disease. My grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It wasn't something I learned much about growing up. It was just a word, until it became part of my own family. My grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and at first I didn't fully understand what that meant. I thought it was just forgetting things. But over time, I realized Alzheimer's is so much more than memory loss. It's watching someone you love slowly become a different version of themselves. Someone who spent her life caring for our family slowly began needing others to care for her. That fact, I just couldn't believe it. There was one moment that changed everything. It was the little moments that hurt the most. A conversation she couldn't remember. A familiar face she struggled to recognize. Questions she had every day that she has already asked only minutes before. Each moment seemed small on its own, but together they reminded me that the disease was slowly taking away pieces and pieces of the person that we knew. As her Alzheimer's progressed, I found myself asking questions that I could not answer. Why didn't I know more about this disease? Why had no one ever taught me about Alzheimer's and what it really was? Could my family have recognized these signs earlier? Those questions stayed with me longer after I left than I thought it would. And eventually, they became something much bigger. They became the reason why I started learning about neuroscience. The more I learned, the more I realized my family was not alone. Millions of families around the world are living with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, epilepsy, stroke, dementia, and countless other neurological disorders. Yet for many of us, they are still just names. We don't truly understand these conditions until they become part of our own story. And by then, it is already too late. And that is why I created Synapse Threads. Because if understanding can begin before a diagnosis, then maybe empathy can too. In our next episode, we'll be joined by a physician from Johns Hopkins Medicine who will share their journey into neurology, the patients who have shaped their career, and why raising awareness about neurological disorders has never been more important. And trust me, you will not want to miss it. Before we go, I'd like to leave you with one final question. If you could change one misconception about neurological disorders, what would it be? Think about it. And leave in our comment section, because every answer becomes another thread. And together, we're weaving a future where neurological disorders can feel less distant, one conversation at a time. And thank you for listening to Synapse Threads. I'll see you in the next episode. And remember, every story becomes a thread. Every thread strengthens understanding. And together, We're weaving a future where no one faces neurological disorder alone. This is Synapthreads, and I'll see you in the next conversation.